They call me Rolon. What's today?
They call me Rolon.
It's the 20th.
Daddy, Rolon.
Yeah.
They call me Rolon. I Rolon.
28th of October, 2016. This is John. Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio. Talking about life. Giving it to you the way it is. Straight up. No chaser. Keeping it real. I'm just rolling on. I'm just rolling on. Come on, come on. Take it up. Take it up.
Call me drive on.
Oh, it's going to keep driving. Yeah. Because that's the way it's designed to do. Just designed. Thank you for joining me for the webcast. I'm glad that you can hang out with me a few minutes as I continue to share with you some insight into what is going on. Well, today we understand that there's been more public information coming out about Secretary Clinton. And somebody put something up on the Facebook a couple of days ago. They sent it to me. It's called The Six Ethics of Life. And I'd like to share that with you. It came under the heading of The Power of Positivity. Now, I want to mention these six ethical things. And as we look at the power of positivity, what makes something positive and what makes something worthy of investigation? Because you know me, I'm not going to come to you with some shabby kind of insight. Now, I've been telling you people about the political system. Isn't it amazing? I had a wonderful time yesterday doing a webcast informing you about things. Let me check with my computer. Hold on. Oh! I'm just gonna scroll down a little bit. There it is. Tearing my mind apart. You have to go to that webcast. Tearing my mind apart. And now I'm doing this webcast. I haven't even titled it yet, but I want to do it while it's fresh on my mind. The FBI director comes out with more mess on Hillary. Now I'm talking to you church people, you religious people, you evangelicals. You guys had believed in a system that is corrupt from the very ground up. That's why if you go to my Facebook page, and a lot of people don't even want to comment on it, I put that clip up by Malcolm X. And Malcolm was right. He speaks from the grave. He's right. He's right. You'd be a fool to participate in this. Now, I know that many of my friends, I'll get into the six ethics of life in just a bit. Many of my friends would say to me, John, you are wrong. Voting is a political system which keeps you in contact with, you're a participant of what's going on in nature in this country. You're not a participant. You aren't participating in anything. In absolutely anything. Hello, bro man. We heard you. Come here, boy. Hurt my old bro man. He's a white-faced dog. Now, he used to be a red face, but he's gotten so old that his face has turned white. Bro man, you keep on barking, dog. It's not going to do any good. I better spend some time on the treadmill today. I think that's what I better do. I want to work my heart because this stuff is beginning to affect me as my prophecies are coming true. The political system in this country, man, I got a call from a good friend of mine in New York City. I thought he had heard about it today, and he hadn't. And he told me, he says, man, I've been finished with voting. Man, what? Smart people, wise people, do not participate in a system that has been rigged to keep you down. Now, if you want to become a part of this system, and you know, there's two ways to look at it. You can be, listen closely at PJ, your internet pastor. Because see, I still have a belief in the eternal God of righteousness, of good, that God is good. But God is also a God of logic and wisdom and understanding and peace in the heart and harmony, not liars and elitists. I have a sermon up on my website called Spiritual Elitist and What They Do. Well, spiritual elitists, meaning crooked pimp behind pastors, are just as bad as pimp behind politicians. See, because if you're not going to come straight and tell the truth with it, you know, and you know, the latest thing that came out on Hillary Clinton's emails is that they were connected to that Wiener guy. You know, the guy that was involved in the sexual scandal. It was involved. It was his emails that they found the Clinton contact mixed up. And so since they found it with Wiener, that proves that the whole thing was a lie, a political sham, and that Hillary is involved with it, and that many of you minority people, black people, and you liberal whites that think that you're doing the right thing by putting Hillary, which is a crook, which is one of the scandalous minds. And I just listened to her speech this morning on Fox News, of all places, because they were foolishly waiting on her to address the new email thing. She didn't address it. She's a politician. She stays far away from that. She pays people to keep her far away from it. It is a part of the political scheme of lying and debauchery that you people have gotten involved in. What is my premise? My premise is, I'm saying, all of us should stay away from the polls on voting day. Let them put whatever clown they want to put in there. It is going to happen anyhow. Look at the poor Indians in the Dakotas today. Look at how they did the poor Indian, the indigenous people of this country. Look at how they sent a blatant military force into the Dakotas and gassed these people and tased these people and killed one of them. Look at what our government is doing on the sacred land of the Indians that the government gave them, but because of the oil whoremongers, they are pushing the indigenous people aside, casting all rule of law aside, and that is illegal. Just go to Democracy Now, and you would educate yourself instead of going to World Star Hip Hop, being having your mind taken over by the media that is distorted, like that guy that I was telling you about yesterday on the webcast, who is an agent of the same thing, trying to defeat what is left decent of the black church. And if the black church had any decency at all, they wouldn't vote for any of these people in this political party. Now, I know what the issue is. You're going to say to me, well, how do we survive in a world unless we have a political leader? Do you not find it strange that you haven't heard a damn thing from Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, the so-called black leaders in the black community? You may hear a little bit from the professors, whose name their name escapes me now, because they're of no magnitude. Why hasn't your president said anything about the new upsurge of emails? Why haven't he addressed it? Why hasn't he come close to it? Because he's scandalous. We are involved in a scandalous political system where all the justice and all the goodness that we used to believe in has been flushed down the toilet. Let me give you the 6 ethics of life. Before you pray, believe something. Now, this idea comes from a guy named St. Anselm of Canterbury way back hundreds of years ago. Because in his teleological argument to know anything, he says, you must believe before you can understand. And so the first of my 6 ethics of life that I picked up off the internet this week was this. Before you pray about something, believe. What are you going to God for? Who are you asking God to affirm as president of this country? You Christians. Who are you asking God to get behind? If God is truly a holy God and dwelling in the heavenlies and controlling everything in the universe, he cannot put his finger on anything that is coming out of Washington. As a matter of fact, practically nothing that comes out of our country. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it like a T.I. is. I'm not going to try to give you any room for growth. The catastrophe that you see coming upon us is because we have set aside our moral ethic. And since we have set aside to that degree, you can expect about any darn thing right now. Yes, I'm pretty ticked. I'm pretty ticked because I told you that it was headed this way, and here you are, happy as you skip down the street. Here's the second one. Before you speak, listen. Now, listen to me, black people. That's your problem. I was in the supermarket this morning trying to get a few vittles, in that I had a few dollars coming in because I'm running out of stuff to eat in the house. And while I was there, I heard a young black woman hollering at the security guard, telling him not to follow her. And one of the managers hollered from the front of the store, "You need to get your behind out of here," because they know that she's a thief coming in there to try to steal off the shelves. They got their number. And he told her, "You need to get out of here." See, but she didn't listen before she spoke. And that's a problem. And that's a problem with many people in my community. Before you speak, listen. Keep your mouth shut. You're backing up people that are scandalous dogs that have no moral ethic. And you need to define what your moral ethic is by defining your own particular private thesis. No, nobody's paying me to say this. Nobody's paying me to do this. I don't care how many people listen or won't listen. It will be a prophetic prophecy right in your face before the end comes. And so that you will not have an excuse to say when the bottom falls out. I told you people months ago that Hillary was not going to make it. And the system has set itself up to make sure that she doesn't. And this was a planned fixed event. And so that some of these people could change the direction of our country from becoming a welfare state back into a state of you getting up off your lazy behinds and making life happen. Number three, before you spend, earn. See, a lot of people want to spend money and they haven't earned nothing. A lot of people in this country want to have access to a lot of things, a lot of stuff. Well, what in the heck you trying to spend something you haven't even earned? That's what Obamacare is. That's what all this mess is. Give me something free. What have you done to earn it? You don't have to do nothing. I'm going to take something from Freddie to give it to Freddie Johns. No, you're not going to take Freddie Johns. And that's what Trump is all about. And you know, quiet as kept, I'm just going to tell you this. If you my friend now, you may not be my friend after you hear this. I kind of agree with that. I agree with that. Before you try to spend something, earn something, what are you doing to earn anything? What are you doing to prove the point that you deserve anything? You don't deserve a damn thing unless you get up and earn it before you try to spend it. All right, wait a minute. Let's go down to the fourth one. The fourth one, before you write, think. Now, this should go down to our journalists. These people that write these news stories and everything, well, they're only writing them because the manager of their news corporation tell them to do it. I was looking at CNN this morning and saw one of them women that was stumped at the email stuff coming out. She didn't know what to think because she knows that she's been a part of the brainwash game herself. I love seeing them on the wide screen. All of them are being duped by their own madness. Because they're writing about stuff and they're not thinking about what they're writing. And they have to know that there's a script writer behind everything in this blooming country. They're called facilitators. Writing it down, that is what the dialectic is all about. The Hegelian system is alive and well. You have been duped. I recall years ago, my daughter was telling me, "Daddy, you shouldn't travel around the country with these strange dudes you hang out with. Talking about this stuff." Wait a minute, it made all the sense in the world to me. You being duped, you're too stupid to see you being duped. And then you go to your churches, and what do? They dupe you and tell you that God told him to tell you to give him all these hundreds of thousands of dollars so he can build a name. Your life is still going down. You still in the ghetto. Your children still can't compete on the open market of marketplace of ideas because their brain don't even listen. I went through a McDonald's drive-thru the other day. The charge for my food was $17.76. I asked the young boy at the window what significantly happened in the year 1776. Brother said, I don't know. That's what kind of shape we're in this country. That's what kind of shape we're in. When our children can't even tell you what significantly happened in 1776, either they are removed from the historical makeup of this country or they are the buffoons that their parents have created. And I'm black enough to say it to your face. It's an embarrassment. It is a total embarrassment. I don't need Hillary to help me think, because before I write, I think. Before I speak, I think. These webcasts are not pre-rehearsed. I don't have a script in front of me. I'm not reading anything. All of this is flowing off the top of my head because the brain that I was born with has been working ever since God placed it between my ears in my skull. You understand what I'm saying? I am connected. My cerebellum and everything is working. And you know what? When I look at this country, I think more than 3/4 of us are brain dead when it comes to making a logical decision. What's number 5? Before you quit, try. Oh my God, how many letters have I received an email from a young man no older than 23 or 24 years old. I'm giving up. I don't know what to do. What have you tried to do? Don't call me telling me you're giving up, fool. Try to do something. But they can't try. You know why they can't? You know why they can't get into that ethic? They've never seen the parents try. All the parents do is disappear in a smoke, a cloud of narcotics, dope, and all other kind of crap. And then you come to me, oh, I'm trying. You ain't trying nothing. Deal with it. I try not to tell a young man what to do because, see, they get mad at you real quick because I be presenting theses or ideas that they never thought through. Wait a minute. You mean there's another option? Yeah, you ready to give up, right? Yeah, you need to try to do something. That's all Donald Trump is saying. That's all he's saying. He said, we're going to put up a wall to block this because they're coming in without trying to go through the legal system to become a true citizen. Do you understand that principle? Because if you don't understand that principle, you're going to end up paying for these vagrants or vagrants or migrants or whatever they want to call them coming in here. This costs money. And you walk around living in a balloon and a cloud. And then you're watching all this stuff on the news, all this stuff. It's going to break out in a riot. People are going to start bloodletting other people because the people that think like me outnumber the people that don't think like me. The people that think like me are Americans just as much as the people that don't think like me. But the people that think like me have more power than the people that don't think like me. I'm trying to warn you, you lily-livered liberals that thinks that Disneyland is going to happen. No, something tragic is going to happen. And Michael Moore, the film director, yesterday, with his little spoof on why the white people are voting Republican, Michael Moore did that because he's trying to make a joke of it, but you better pay attention to what he did, whether you heard the rest of the item or none of the item. This kind of things are going to get bad in America real quick, real quick. And we at the countdown of 11 days before this historic election. And the last one of the 6 ethics of life is before you die, live. Now, see, my friends, that's what I'm doing. I'm very alive. I'm not ready to die. John Coleman's not thinking about kissing the grave yet. And you know why I'm not thinking about that? Because I got too much to do. Wait a minute. Let me share something with you. I have to turn on my fan because doing this webcast has heated up my body. Doing this webcast, I'm in this studio with the windows closed and my body is overheated already because this is some serious stuff that I'm talking with you about. And I want to slow down here and talk with you Christians. Those of you that say that you love God. I'm not talking about you church members. I'm not talking about y'all following the bishop and the Eddie Long followers and T.D. Jakes and all that mess, because you've been clowned, and you've been clowned and abused, and you remind me of a slave on a plantation that's waiting on the black master to tell you what to do. You need to get a life. That's what I used to tell them when I preached behind the pulpit. Get a life. Because that kind of slave mentality is not going to save you from what is coming. Now, I hope that there is enough of a conscience left in the leaders of our country to preserve what's left of this shabby democracy that we're living through. I don't hear from the people that used to talk with me now. They don't contact me. As a matter of fact, if they are listening to me, it's a secret to me, because they don't even tell me that. They don't even tell me that they listen to me anymore. I guess I don't have anything relevant to say, right? Have I ever? Here's some questions. Have I ever been wrong in my predictions? No. I've never been wrong. Has not God backed up everything that I've said? Yes, He has. Did I not tell you in 2008? And even before that, what Barack Obama was and what he was going to lead you into? Yes, I told you. Is he not doing everything that I said he'd do? Yes, he is doing it. Is his wife on the campaign trail trying to help this wicked witch, Hillary, get in? Yes, because it's all a political agenda. And these people are paid to push this. So you may be saying, all right, John, all right. You're right. You are absolutely right in everything that you said. What is your proposal? I gave you my proposal, didn't I? I just gave it to you with the six ethics of life. Believe before you pray. Believe. What do you believe? Do you believe that God is involved in this political system? Now, in your prayer life, go to God and tell Him to bless it. I know you can't do that, because if you really can get a prayer up to God, you wouldn't disgrace the name of Jehovah, Elohim, Yahweh, with such foolishness, because you cannot bring that charge against Him. Secondly, before you speak, listen. Who's listening to who? You listen to your facilitators. You don't listen to wisdom. You're sure enough not listening to me. No. Before you spend, earn. How many of you are on social assistance and welfare and you can work? How many of you waiting to get your money in the mail? Seriously. A young man told me, he said, well, John, the months that you're unemployed, you know what you can do? You can contact them and get unemployment. No. I'm not going to spend up the money that I'm getting paid while I'm working. I'm going to save enough. And so for the 2 months that I'm unemployed, I can live off that. Why am I spending what I didn't earn? See, before you spend, John, earn. Why? And so you can have something to spend when you need to. This is a principle that we don't think about in America, because we are sold on feeding our appetites. So you see, if you don't keep the six ethics of life, what in the hell can you do but go and sit in your church and listen to the Pied Piper, the pimp, take you into an emotional frenzy, have you crying, and I know the Lord done heard me. He haven't heard nothing. Nothing's come up from you that would appease the God of mercy. But something may come up where He would render judgment. And see, you don't want to hear that from these kind of preachers today. You don't want to hear a preacher tell you that the only thing that you're worthy of is the judgment of God in your wretched life. Now, let me end up this short but important webcast to tell you, these are only the beginning of troubles. You want to read your Bible, right? Remember when Jesus' disciples went to Him and they were questioning, what's going on? Why don't these people believe? You know what He told him? He said, these are just the beginnings of sorrows. He said, don't think that the end has come. He said, when an earthquake happens here, when a bad weather pattern happens here, when a volcano goes off and swallows a whole city, when people start shooting in a university and killing people, these are just the beginning of heart pain. You start taking money and food out of the pocket of the people that own stuff in any country, Some people are going to take up arms, and they're going to merge with a group of people that thinks more like them and has that same kind of power. And without even any thought of humanity, these people will rush the opposition and do away with them in order to bring about what they constitute as decent legitimacy. And this is what the American country is all about. It has been that way. It has always been that way. Stop listening to these Hollywood people. You know, I was looking at a show last night, and they had a bunch of youngsters trying to design clothes and become rich through becoming a designer. And the other designers would tear their stuff down and build up the other person. And I saw these young people just lose hope in all humanity by listening to these freakish people making these freakish clothes. This country's coming down to a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, and ain't nobody gonna be thinking about no fancy styles, and ain't nobody gonna be spending no $250 for a pair of jeans. You're gonna wish you had some drawers to put on your behind. Now, it's going to get terrible in America. Now, my suggestion for you, here's my suggestion, because I may not ever do a webcast after this. I've been telling you people to do it. Find God on your own. Listen to me. Listen to me, because that's the only peace on the inside that you're going to get, because these people are not going to stand for these elitists to continuously destroy their lives. And I know. Oh, John, there he goes. What if John is wrong? If I'm wrong, I'll only be wrong for a little while, because that gives time for certain elitists to regroup, to reload, and to replace themselves on the horizon of world events. Every nation has done it, and every nation will do it after this nation. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring some clarity, that is, to some of you people that thinks that this is a game. It's not a game. It's a systematic approach put in. That's why my friend called me from New York, not even knowing about the emails, and he told me, I don't vote, John. I don't believe in that stuff. That stuff is a hoax game by the Democrats as well as the Republicans. They speak with forked tongues. It's all a lie. And this brother was saying, all I'm trying to do is make decent money to feed my family, and I try to stay away from all that. That's all I'm trying to do too. Decent money to feed myself and to stay away from that. But there's coming a time when these people may cut the internet off, and God help us when they do that. Because when they cut this internet off, you're not going to be able to hear stuff like this anymore. So that's why I hope you download what I'm saying and save it on a hard drive. And then when it comes to your community, play it for a group of people on one of your devices and say, hey, PJ, the internet pastor told you. See, I'm kind of glad I'm removed from a pulpit and a church and a bunch of board members and all this kind of crock of bull stuff, because what they're trying to do is to keep a system going that has fallen on deaf ears. Don't nobody believe half of this stuff that these people teach about the Bible. And I was on the internet, and they got some of these young people here saying that the whole Christianity thing was a hoax from day one. Now, you know these youngsters are going to believe that because they don't have a brain to even know where they came from. You ask the average young person in their 20s to explain the digestive system in their body and how that works with the endocrine system and with the system of the brain and everything else. They couldn't tell you. They have no idea. But they can tell you about a video game. They can tell you about a cartoon. Oh, they can swear and tell you about a comic book Netflix series. They can tell you that, which has nothing to do with nothing. Brain has been plummeted. That's why I tell my college students, y'all need to cut that mess off, and y'all need to get serious about surviving in this so-called new America that they're trying to build. And you know what? America is still somewhat free because I can still make a webcast like this and put it up on my website and people can go to it and listen to it. Listen to this. The government knows everyone that goes to my website and listens to these webcasts. The government knows, and I'm not trying to shut them down, because I love every one of them when they're working in their offices and they got deals on me. They know everything I watch on the internet. They know what I do. They know what I say. And if I ever come against this government, all they got to do is put all that stuff out there and them people will have me eating hog slop if they wanted to. That's how powerful these human agencies are to do these things. But I believe in a God that would tell me, you try to help my elect, John, because my elect are being taken in by this group of saboteurs of national sovereignty. And that's what's happening. That's what you did when you put Barack Obama in that office. Because by putting him in the office, listen to me. Listen to me. Shut up and listen. Wait a minute. See, you can't. Before you speak, why don't you shut up and listen? That's why you can't finish one of my webcasts. You can't finish it because you're too busy running your mouth and your brain is going off and you will not listen. If I prove to you that this has been a designed system put forth to keep you captive, why aren't you listening? Just like in the Old Testament days, they didn't listen to the Old Testament prophets. You know what they did to the prophet Isaiah? They put his behind in a log and sawed it in half. You know what they did to the prophet Jeremiah? They found a garbage pit dungeon, put him in that pit up to his neck in bull, you know what, until he changed his message. He didn't change it. He told him, your children going to be killed, your daughter's going to be raped, and all this kind of stuff. And why not? Look at the moral depths in which our country has sunken within the past 15, 20 years. This stuff on TV and stuff you would never hear or see. People didn't even speak about this trash in public. Now they're singing about it. They got it splattered all over the airways everywhere. And then when the babies come up, they think that this is the normative way to live. There's no more moral ethics anywhere in this country. You can do practically anything you want to. And people are making millions and trillions of dollars off of filth these days, and nobody is saying it. Now, if you're not willing to listen to that, I'm going to ask you this, not to come to my website and listen to any more of my webcasts. Because now if you want some Bible, I got enough Bible on this website. You can listen to me preach. You can see me preach on YouTube. You can analyze what I'm saying. You can do all that. Or you can freeze right where you are and say, what in the world is happening to my country? I'll tell you what's happening to your country. It's already happened to it. You've played to the piper. That's what you've done. You've played to the piper and you've sold your seed to the wind. And now we're about to reap the whirlwind. Now, that's my prophecy for my country that I love. I love that flag. I love what that flag stands for. I do. The idea of it, I love it. But I also love the fact that a quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers don't have to stand when it waves, because he's mine. His mind is free and independent of any kind of global analysis of some cloth with red, white, and blue on it. I love the principles of what that flag stands for. And if that flag is not backing up that principle, you don't have to stand up to it and salute it. And to make me poor, and to discriminate against me because I'm speaking truth, then America is no longer a free country. So y'all go on and vote. You vote for one or both of those clowns that you have before you, and then get caught up into the bullcrap scandal about, well, if you got Republicans running the House or the Democrats running the House, why didn't you invite one of those persons with far more intelligence than the two clowns that you placed in there to run for the highest office in the land. I'm sure that you have someone far smarter, just like you have some of these young people that has their little talk shows on the radio that are far smarter than I. I just wish one of them would invite me to come on their little morning radio shows. You ever hear them? When they come on in the morning and they laugh at the old people and try to cut the old people down. Why don't you invite an old person like me on your hip-hop radios? I would tell you something you never knew existed. But see, they own radio stations now because they got money. And just because you got money and you doing all that hip-hop, laughing at the comedy hour, and everything is a joke, you're going to turn around and go in there and turn on the power, and it ain't going to be no power because the governing powers that be will shut your studio down, your radio down, your attorneys down, and everything down, and they will say the gig is up. We don't want to hear that bull crap in this country, and if you espouse that, we're going to do you just like the other European countries did. We will declare you outlawed. And they will limit the law and recreate the law and run this country the way the majority has always run it. Well, that's my webcast for today. I think I've said enough. I think I've said enough to get your attention. 36 minutes, that ain't bad. Let's just call this the six ethics of life. And if you missed it, what I advise you to do is to start this thing all over again and listen. I'd love for you to get in contact with me. My email is on the bottom of my front page of the website, Into the Word, the numeric one. Into the Word and the number one at AOL.com. I'd love to hear from you. If I don't hear from you, I know you've listened to it because I'm counting the counts on it. And you know what? Really, I don't care whether I hear from you or not, because my thesis is fixed and set. And when the change comes, it's not going to affect me at all. I know how to step in line and get it done. God bless you. Thank you for coming, those of you that come to the website on a regular basis. And let me see, all these buttons and bells going off on my phone. I'm just going to clear all this stuff off here. Now let me get back to work in the office and grade some papers. You take care now. Love you guys.